My name is John Jenkins. I was born on the 16th of November 1919 and I joined the army in 1940 and I was called up on August the 15th, 1940. It was dusk when we went. I can always remember because on the end of the quay was a lone piper playing the bagpipes, which has always stuck in my memory as the landing craft were going out. And I thought to myself, well, we're going round the Isle of Wight. My home's just over there. Can I swim? But no, well, anyway, that morning we landed on what I found it later was called Gold Beach. Scared to bloody death. Anyone who tells me they weren't, they're telling lies. Of course you're scared. The very thing that you're in a war area, you were scared. As a soldier, you only know what's going on not all that far from you. You don't know the big picture, but you're all together in it, and so you became comrades, and that was it. That was the biggest thing of all, comradeship, and there was plenty of that. I was locked up in a camp, up in Essex, near Tilbury, I think it was, Orsett, a place called Orsett. And this camp was pretty free for all, but then I heard that there was a gap in the fence and that one or two people had slipped home. And I was so anxious to see my wife because I knew what was going to happen, especially as they'd issued us with French money, French script, and I knew we were going to France, so I slipped out of the camp. I got a bus to Waterloo Station where I was told by the other blokes, don't you go, mate, you're going to Portsmouth to be absolutely alive with red caps. When I did get home, my wife was out. So they said, she's gone down to Sacy. So I went down to Sacy seafront where they had a little bit of the beach open and there she was. I had a little girl, my little daughter was there. She was only a few weeks old, but she had a bottle of milk there, which I greedily drank, said goodbye, and went back. And I didn't get caught, so if anyone's hearing now and thinking court-martialing me, too late. There was a lot of rain came down at one time and we were really bogged down with rain. And there was a little farmhouse and there were some empty pigsties. And this was absolutely just what we wanted. So I think it was about a dozen of us got into the pigsties and we slept there that night in pigsties. I think the pigs had all been eaten by the Germans, but it was in the dry. And I can remember that night very well because we had a rum ration. I can remember a Sherman tank not far away letting off all its ammunition up in the air. And we wondered what was going on, and then it came through that the war was over, you know. It was like kind of a shock in one way, but a relief in another. I don't think British soldiers show too much emotion about hugging each other, but we all shook hands and all you were thinking about then was home. Home.
The boys are home again, all over the world. And rain or snow is all that may fall from the skies above. A kiss won't mean goodbye, but hello to love. Ships will sail again all over the world. Then we'll have time for things like wedding rings, and three hearts will sing when the lights go on again.